Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Good morning again, everybody. Bill de Blasio coming up later this hour. Right now, are you one of the million-plus people who follows the Tumblr blog or Facebook page of Humans of New York? It's from photographer Brandon Stanton, who joins us now. For the last 3 years, he's been on a quest to create a photographic census of New York City with images of New Yorkers plus anecdotes and quotes. Now there's a book featuring some of the best of Humans of New York. It just became number one on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list. Woohoo! We're also giving it away as a thank you gift in our membership drive today, as we mentioned earlier, for a pledge of $120. I'll also throw in just a quick reminder that if you want to be entered to win the $4,000 TechServe gift card, to be in that contest to win, you know, the credit for all those Apple computer products. That contest closes at noon. So 1-888-376-9692 or pledge online at WNYC.org sometime this hour and take Humans of New York as a thank you gift if you want. And if you want to see some of the Humans of New York images right now, if you've never seen them or if you just want to see some that we've put together for free, of course, we've put together a five-shot slideshow from the book on our page. So you can go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to see the Humans of New York slideshow. And, in fact, if you go there, we'll be talking about some of these particular images in a minute. So you can kind of follow along at WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. Photographer Brandon Stanton, we welcome you to WNYC. Good morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
And so let's take a photo with a caption and talk about it a little before we pull back and talk about your work through a longer lens.
Okay.
We have on our webpage right now one of your shots that you tweeted, and it's a construction worker, middle-aged white guy wearing a yellow construction vest, sitting on a beam, I guess, in a Manhattan crosswalk with a couple of yellow taxis going by behind him. And the caption says, "Wisdom from construction worker. Good people find each other. Bad people get found out." Do you know the shot? Why was this one worth tweeting out?
Well, you know, I've been trying to kind of figure out how to use Twitter. It's interesting because I have a very visual platform. So, you know, it's taken off really well on Tumblr, really well on Facebook, really well on Instagram. And, you know, I've been trying to kind of get my grounds with Twitter and kind of figure out how to use it in a way that, you know, people are interested in. And that was just kind of one of the real shorter quips that I've been able to get from people on the street. And so I like, this one will apply well to Twitter.
And, of course, the quotes are great, the captions that go with the photograph so well. Listeners, if you're a fan of Brandon Stanton's work, if you follow Humans of New York on any social media and want to talk to him, you can call up at 212-433-WNYC. Or maybe any of you who've been photographed by him, call up and talk about what that experience was like and seeing your own image get out there. 212-433-9692. And again, you can see the slideshow that we have, a little sample at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. So here's one in our slideshow. This is a guy holding up two small dogs, one in each hand. And the thing is, these dogs are really decked out. They both have top hats, though you can't see their tails, haha. And they both have on what looks like high-end flannel shirts. Is this just cute points?
Right. You know, I try to keep Humans of New York having a really broad range of content. You know, sometimes we'll have very deep conversations on the street about somebody's cancer or, you know, issues in their childhood. And then other times I kind of like to keep it light and maybe just kind of have a short caption or a short quip. So I was in Central Park one day. I think it was like the dog costume parade or something like that.
And because they're dressed up so high end, like your caption is?
The 1%. Yeah, we've got two. Yeah, thank you.
And the next slide is hilarious. It's a woman in what looks like a full-length mink coat sitting in Central Park at an easel drawing. And your caption is, "I really don't have time to talk. These shadows are changing every second." Did you take that? Did she say that to you?
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, she was a very, you know, beautiful scene herself. She was wearing this, you know, beautiful mink coat in the middle of spring, painting a, I think it was a cherry tree. in Central Park. Not sure if those trees are in Central Park or not. But, yeah, it was a beautiful photo. It's one of my favorites.
We'll take some calls for Brandon Stanton in a minute, 212-433-WNYC. I see at least one person is calling who you have photographed.
All right.
So we'll get to David on Staten Island in just a minute. But let me step back a little bit first and ask you what you're really trying to document. Is it the incredible diversity of the city? Is it things that make New Yorkers look similar, even throughout that diversity? Do you have a concept along that spectrum?
You know, I always say that I try to just focus on the work and not the impact of the work. You know, a lot of people ask me, you know, what are you trying to do with Humans of New York? Are you trying to start a, you know, movement? Are you trying to portray New York in a certain way? And I always kind of answer that I'm just trying to focus on the small things which I can control, which is taking a good photograph and taking good story. So, you know, as opposed to kind of imagining some grand purpose for Humans of New York, I try to keep my eyes on the ground and say, how can I take a better photo and how can I tell better stories about individuals? So I try to take each individual one at a time.
Well, let me ask you this then, and, you know, maybe you'll find some words for this. You told me off the air you come from Georgia originally,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
Do people look different in New York than they do in Georgia?
Look different? Yeah, maybe. I mean, what I say is that, you know, New Yorkers as a whole, that we're, you know, we're not some superior group of people. We're not better. But what you have here is you have more different types of people than anywhere else. It's just the diversity of this city is so beautiful. And I think that's one thing that makes it such a great place for this type of photography.
David on Staten Island. You're on WNYC with Brandon Stanton. Hi, David.
Well, here I am. I'm glad I got on. I really wanted to thank Brandon, I guess his name is. I didn't know him at all. I don't know anything about his work that he was doing.
Oh, David, I just got handed a picture of you. I remember this so well.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to know, when you caught me, it was incredible. I had just finished standing up for an hour and a half singing Verdi's Requiem.
Oh,
200th
wow.
anniversary of Mr. Verdi. And that's a great piece of music. But I was totally exhausted, and I was trying to stumble over to the subway because I could barely walk along the subway. And I sat down on one of these big stainless steel bollards. And you come up and say, can I take your picture? And I was too exhausted to say no.
Well, I'm so glad you did it. Wow.
Well, anyway, it's produced a 1,000 comments. So I got to be I'm a hero to all these people, by the way, because – You misquoted me. I said asked me, what was the most exciting thing I ever did? Well, I couldn't think right away. I said, well, I was put in charge, kind of by accident. I was put in charge of being in charge of desegregating the schools or enforcing desegregation in the 11 deep South states, not just 11 districts.
Oh, school
the
districts.
Whole damn the South, which was in rebellion, your conversation with Norm Ornstein about before.
So yeah.
The South was in total massive resistance against the Brown decision. And we had to say, well, we're going to take your federal money away if you don't desegregate. We had 2,000 districts, school districts, totally segregated. That was the most exciting thing. So that's the
Yeah, it's amazing how
that's
so
awesome.
Everybody that's responding to your thing now is saying, what a hero you are. You sacrificed your life to go down. And well, I was
even a bigger hero than we said.
David, thank you for chiming in. I really appreciate it. Do you want to describe the image to people?
With all the book release coming out and all the interviews and things like that, you know, I've been having a real hard time finding time to photograph during the day. So I was, you know, took out my camera late one night and I saw this gentleman in a tuxedo kind of leaning against a whatever, steel baluster or something like that. And, you know, I started asking him about his life, and he told me that he had an exciting, you know, a bunch of exciting jobs. And I asked him what his most exciting was. And he said that he was in charge of desegregating the school system in 11 deep South states. I think I said 11 deep South school districts. So he was even a greater accomplishment than I said. But, yeah, it was a very, very great post on the blog, and he got a lot of response. I was very excited he called in. That's awesome.
David, thanks again for calling. And, again, listeners, you can see a sampling of Humans of New York images in a little slideshow that we put together on our page at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. We'll talk about another of those images in just a minute, give people time to get there. But why do you think your following has become so gigantic? He talked about the 1,000 comments underneath the image
him. I think he had like 35,000 Facebook likes. Yeah.
Unbelievable. And I've been seeing like numbers like that, you know, along so many images on Facebook. What you do is in a way very simple.
It is. And I think the simplicity of it is a lot of, you know, its charm. And, you know, what I did is I it's been a 3-year process. And, you know, I started with the goal of just kind of photographing 10,000 New Yorkers. That was my original idea that I moved to New York with. I was going to take 10,000 pictures of people in New York, and I was going to plot them on a map of the city so you could scroll through any neighborhood and see the people who live there. And then along the way, I kind of started having these short conversations with people and including those with the photos. And that's when the blog really started to blow up. And during that time, it's evolved from a photography blog to what I call a storytelling blog using images and words, just like David, who just called in. I discovered him, you know, around Columbus Circle late one night. He's tired. He's wearing a tuxedo. I take his photograph in a very casual way, and then I ask him to tell me about his life. And then the next day, I share his story. And if there's any reason that Humans of New York has become immensely so immensely popular, it's because of stories like his. And there's so many stories out there, and it's an unlimited source of content.
Doug in Scarsdale, you're on WNYC. Hi, Doug.
Hi, Brandon. Love your photos. Hey. I want to ask you about the comments on Facebook, especially. Usually people are pretty civil and have something interesting to say, but
right.
I hesitate to weigh in very deep in the comments because I think you have an insight into some of the online communities and people just being really uncivil and unpleasant.
Right.
And sometimes it's I think you have an interesting perspective having seen so many thousands of comments on your photo, and
it
says something about the world commenting.
Yeah. You know, what you just mentioned is one of my big concerns moving forward as Humans of New York gets so large because, you know, I worked really hard to kind of establish a culture on the page where we're very supportive and we're very celebratory. But with how fast it's been growing, at any given time, 50% of our followers have only been following for a few months. So, you know, I feel very protective of the people that I photograph. I want it to be a positive experience for them. I don't want them to get on there and have somebody picking apart their shoes or their shirt or something stupid like that. So, you know, every once in a while I try to remind everybody, you know, kind of what it's about. We try to ban people. We try to delete people who are nasty. One thing that really helps us is the fact that you can't be anonymous on Facebook. Facebook's the only place that we allow commenting because you have to put your face and your name by your comment. And it's amazing how that one little thing cleans up the dialogue much.
By the way, we just tweeted out the image of David Seely, the guy who called, who you had photographed, who desegregated
11 deep south
districts. So if you check out us at Brian Lehrer on Twitter, you can see that guy's face who you just heard his voice. One more from the slideshow. The fifth slide that we have on the site is a guy in jeans and maybe a jacket with an American flag and some other insignia you can't quite make out, and his young son. It's in the Rockaways, and the caption is, "I'm the chief of personnel for the fire department. I'm making sure everyone is where they need to be and has what they need. You say, do you mind if I take your photo?" And he says, "Can my son be in the picture?"
Right.
And he and his little boy are. And I guess all you have to do is say Rockaways and fire department in this town.
Right. You know, that was taken during one of the neatest periods of Humans of New York, which was right after, you know, Hurricane Sandy. And I was, you know, taking taxis out to all these areas that couldn't be, you know, accessed and photographing the people who were kind of leading the response to Hurricane Sandy. And it was a very special time.
Photographer Brandon Stanton, I presume you saw that your book just replaced Bill O'Reilly's book, of all things, as number one on the New York Times nonfiction bestseller list. So I don't know what your politics are, but if they're a certain way, you can say, I kicked Bill O'Reilly off the top of the bestseller list. But
I mean, it's an absolute miracle. You know, I honestly didn't even think it was. I mean, I was watching Bill O'Reilly's numbers, and they were just so huge every week. When I got that call yesterday, I swear, I have thought I had better chances of winning a Powerball after I bought a ticket than being a number one New York Times bestseller. It just completely blindsided me, and it was unbelievable news.
Brendan, congratulations. Brandon, congratulations on touching our humanity, really.
Thank you so much.
And on the book, and thanks so much for coming in person today.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, more to come. Democratic mayoral candidate Bill de Blasio, our next guest. Stay with us.